Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello there, listeners. This particular episode is really more of an opinion piece than the typical vocabulary and definitions that we've been doing in this series as we cover entrepreneurship from A to Z. This is kind of just a sidebar, so to speak. So I'll make it brief. And what triggered it was that I was looking over social media and someone called a program that they had to offer the Lazy Entrepreneur. And I've seen it a couple of times and it just kept rubbing me the wrong way. The whole idea of the Lazy Entrepreneur. And I'm all for catchy titles, and I know oftentimes people will put something out there just for the irony of it. And I'll be completely honest. I haven't dived into it and really find out what's behind that particular title. But the title itself is what I'm just going to react to on the surface. And maybe it's obvious, especially to the people who follow this podcast, that being an entrepreneur and being lazy don't go together. They cancel each other out, actually. And that being said, you know, imagine some of us may have experienced someone that was a lazy customer service representative. Imagine someone that is a lazy help desk representative or resource, or someone that is a lazy IT support, lazy payroll specialist. Even let's imagine a lazy doctor, a lazy nurse, a lazy teacher. You put the word lazy in front of anything, and it just doesn't. We all probably are cringing from some bad experiences, and so when it comes to being an entrepreneur, and by and large, most people start out as solopreneurs or solo entrepreneurs. So you are all of those different departments that I named, from the customer service to the help desk, to the account manager, to the payroll, to the accounts payable. You're all of that and more sometimes. You're the person that's got to create, come up with the product, your production, your operations. So there's no time to be lazy, because any time that you are giving less than 100, your customer feels that. The customer is impacted by that. And that's one customer that's probably not coming back. And no entrepreneur can afford that. Every customer is precious and important, because customers speak, and they can their voices can be heard across social media. So, you know, and I'm not going to insult you and thinking that you all aren't well aware of this. Like I said, the people that are following this podcast, I have all the faith in the world that you're well aware that an entrepreneur cannot be lazy, because that's a lack of regard. But on the other hand, and this is where it was worth me recording this episode, because that first part, again, you may already assume all of that and know all of that. But does an entrepreneur get tired sometimes? Does an entrepreneur sometimes want and need to take some shortcuts just because you're being pulled in so many different directions? You're responsible for so many things. You know, do you get to the point where you're just tired and you're exhausted and you just are spent? Absolutely. So what I really want to address is self-care and taking care of yourself and listening to your body and knowing when you got to stop or take it easy or take it slow or delegate or just honestly let the customer know, without going into any gory details or sob story, but you may be delayed. You may not be able to make an initial promise. Tell them early on. Be transparent. Try to compensate in some way based on the new date. If you have something and they were supposed to pick it up on a particular date and you can't deliver it, or have it ready on that date, then offer to deliver it to them, drive it to them, meet them somewhere, whatever it takes to cut down their commute and to provide some type of convenience, even if it's to their doorstep. That's one way to, when you're tired. So it's okay to be human as entrepreneurs, and to lean into our humanness. And I just think or feel that with good communication and building a rapport with your clients, trusting that they will be understanding. And sometimes if it means fully refunding money or offering a discount or even, you know, taking a loss sometimes, you know, being willing to say, hey, I'm human. I overcommitted. I overextended. There was some unexpected circumstances. And I'll be honest, I'm not one that needs a person to over explain. I, you know, sometimes when you go into an elaborate and sad story, that can come across as actually unprofessional. That we all have those days and those circumstances, and we know life that happens. And over time, as an entrepreneur, you also have to prepare accordingly for those unforeseen circumstances. Literally, try to prepare for the worst case scenario. And case in point, even as a solo entrepreneur, you've got to think about when you do need downtime, or you're out sick, or if something, you know, happens, family needs you. How do you make sure that the show goes on, the orders still go out? How does, if you need to call someone in and have that go-to person, that you've got things documented in such a way that they could pick up for you for a day or two in case of an emergency? And after hearing this episode, anytime you're found in those situations and you don't have, in corporate America, we call it disaster recovery. You've got to have a backup plan. Your data has to be backed up somewhere. You've got to be able to fail over to a second system. Literally, if your laptop, imagine, you know, your laptop falls, breaks into a million pieces. Is your data stored somewhere that you can go and have a backup computer booted up? And maybe with just a few exceptions, you're able to still get to all the data and information to keep your business running. That's a disaster recovery plan. So if anything, I said I wasn't going to cover definitions, but you can say I jumped ahead to the D's. And our word, our takeaway for the day is be aware, think about your disaster recovery plan. What happens, you know, if you have to, you need some downtime and or any critical component of your business, you need to have a plan B and a plan C as a good entrepreneur, as a good solopreneur, plan for those inevitable circumstances, especially when you're taking people's money, you're setting expectations, you owe that to them. As well as to yourself. All right, then, that is our topic, our conversation for today. And stay tuned for our next episode. Thanks for joining. Bye for now.